And both his parents are from out there. It's really number one district.
Okay.
It's between Palmersville and Latham, how Latham and all out in the boonies out there. I don't know. And his parents were both from out there. And Don has two brothers. And one of them is one that's just, he's a career man in service, and they're just home this week after 3 years in Germany. And they lived out there for a long time until, well, Don, of course, was already born and everything when they moved to Dresden. But, I mean, he was not born when they moved to Dresden. Their first child was little when they moved, and I don't know why they moved to town. I guess I don't know really what his occupation was before he... Oh, Ben, let me get him something to eat. Now, ready to go.
That is a spot. What do you think about those carrots?
They're pretty good.
Like you're thinking about it.
His favorite is, get this, vegetables, egg noodles, and beef. It comes in a can like this. And I looked on the jar to see what was in it. It's got garlic and turmeric. And it has everything that you put in like a real spicy beef stew.
Goodness.
It smells awful, but boy, he ate it up. It sure does. I couldn't imagine putting garlic in there. Of course, it didn't. And so I tasted of it, and I don't taste any garlic or anything. It's not real spicy, but it just sounds like it would be. But he sure liked it. Good stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't remember what I was talking about.
Oh, I was going to ask you about, let's see. Oh, do you both go to church here and there?
Uh-huh. Donald is a member of First Baptist Church. He has been since he was 12 or 13, he joined the church here. And I am a Methodist. But Donald goes to the Methodist church with me. But I cannot convince him he needs to be a Methodist rather than a Baptist. But it's not necessarily, I don't think that, of course, there's not a whole lot of difference in the two, but I think that his mother would lay down and have a kicking fit if we were to join the Methodist church. Now, if she didn't know about it, it would be, all right. But Don's father passed away in 62. He had a heart attack. And she is in her 70s. And she's set in her ways. And she lives in an apartment with the old maid school teacher that's a member of the Methodist church. And if we are not at church on Sunday, then Miss Eva, the lady who lives with Miss Glover, will go home and say, "Well, I didn't see Don Pye Beth at church today."
That's a bad situation.
Yes, it is. And if Don were to join the church, that's the first thing Miss Eva would do. She'd run home and say, "Don, join the church. Oh, I'm just so glad to have you know." And Miss Glover wouldn't like it much.
That would tear it.
Yes, it surely would. Mm. So we go to church, and I have taught Sunday school classes and everything. I play the organ at church too. But I haven't been doing much of that since Ben's been here because it's sort of difficult to do those things that I used to do without even thinking twice now that I have him.
Does the Methodist church here have a pretty big congregation?
I think it's about 300. There's about 300 members, but we don't have that many people that are there all the time. The Baptist church, we got a lot of good Baptists here about a couple of years ago. The Baptist church moved. They had been up there beside, their church was beside the Methodist church and had been for years and years and years. Well, it was in a bad place and it was an unattractive church to begin with. It was